Okay, this is Parak Tes in Hilchos Mikvaos as we're coming to slowly to a close of this section. Just a couple more prakim to go. So now the Rambam is going to describe six different types of mikvaos and which ones are better than the others. Okay, halacha aleph, sheish malos mikvaos zulam alazu. So there are six categories of mikvaos, and one is better than the other. Harishon mei gabayim. So the first is the water that's found in, let's say, a pit, or mei boros, or cistern, shichin maros, or caves, etc. This is all water that collects on the ground. So even though this water is quote unquote kind of drawn, even though there isn't a 40 seah in it, so the water only becomes tame through a willful act. So these are considered to have a chazaka, an assumption of being tahor. And you can go ahead and make with a dough that could be used and then mafresh it for chalav, and wash your hands with them. As long as, of course, you use a cup or some type of kli to wash your hands in the situation. So a better type of mikvah. So this is where you have water that has continued to flow. Okay, for instance, rainwater that is flowing down a mountain. What do you call it? And it collects on the ground. Not considered to be drawn. But it's still less than 40 seah. So using this for a mikvah would allow you to eat, consume truma, or to wash your hands. As well as to immerse water that became tame. Pasco agushamim, the little pasco har, let's say the rain stopped, but the water is still rushing down the mountain, milahaskil, adain he made tamsits, it's still considered to be this type of water. Pasco harim, but if there's no more water coming down the mountain, vein and boats in, and not gushing, so to speak, hare helu kime gavayin, so then they go back to becoming the first category in halacha aleph. Let's say someone digs at the side of the ocean or the side of the river or swamp. That's considered like the second category, that kind of water that has not stopped flowing. Let's say someone digs at the side of a spring. So as long as the water that's coming out is because of the spring, even if it stopped and starts again, it's considered like water from the spring. But if it stops flowing at all, then it goes back to the first category. Next level, level three, mikvah sheishbo abayim seah, mayim she'inan she'uvin. Right? So you have a mikvah that has 40 seah of water that's not drawn. Shabo tovo kol adam tameh. That any person who's tamei can go into it, chutz min azav azachar, except for a male zav. Ubo matbilin is called a kenelat mayim, and you can also put into that mikvah any kli that's tamei besiadayim, as well as your hand shem matbilin the kodesh that you put them into the mikvah to be able to consume consecrated items. Kamosh biyarnu halachavav lemala mizeh above this category hamayan shemeimav muatin. So it's a spring where the water is very small. Vehirbo alav mayim shuvin shava the mikvah, and you pour it on top of it. Drawn water that what do you call it? It's shavu mikvah. It's considered like a mikvah. She'im b'tarim b'mayim hamshachem menu elamayim anikuyin the omdim be'ashbaron. Right. So it's like a mikvah insofar as that it's not able to. It has the halachas of mikvah insofar as that it will not allow things to become tahor through any water that flows from it. Only in water that's been gathered. Shavala Mayan, and it's like a spring, Shahu Matar Bakul Shahu, that it even the smallest amount of water can produce something that's taller. Shamayan, Ain Lame of Shur, because when it comes to a spring, there's no actual amount. I feel the Kol Shematar, and even the smallest amount of water that comes from a spring is able to produce something that's taller. Lagzaina Malamizah, level, the next level. Hamayan Shalonisar Bamayim Shuvin, a spring where no drawn water is mixed into it. Avamemav Muchim, Kagon, rather the water is like it's disgusting. Kagon Shayu Memav. Marm amuluchim, like it's bitter or salty. Shehu matayr bizochalim, so it's able to go and produce tahar through flowing water. That's the water that comes out, like streams, etc., that comes out from the spring. The malam izeh, on top of this, the next category. Hamayan shemim of mayim chayim. So this is a spring that has quote unquote living water. Shebehem bilvat tovlim bo azavim azcharen. That's the only type of mikvah that a male zav can use. The man the Taras and the Kaddish Mechatas. And this is the only source that we can use for both purifying Semenu Atzeras, as well as creating the Para Aduma water. Ma Beimayan the Mikvah. So what's the difference between the halachas that have to do with the mikvah and halachas of a spring? Ha Mikvah in a mitahar, ela barbaim seya. So mikvah, you need a barbaim seya to produce something at tahar, but maya mitahar b'chol shiur, but a spring, any amount. Ha Mikvah in a mitahar, ela ba'ash barum. So mikvah only works if it's collected together in like a closed area. But mayim hanischol mimenu ain't a mitar, and any water that flows out of it doesn't work. The mayim mitar b'zocholim, but the spring even works when the water flows out of it. Hamikvah lo talabo tvila lezavim. So the mikvah doesn't help for zav to go in. The mayim for spring im hayu meim of mayim chayim. If the water is live water, so to speak, hazav tol behen a male zav can go ahead and go into that mikvah. Okay. Let's say the water of a spring comes flows in and out into some type of stone container, and it flows out of that and keeps going. Any water that went into the stone receptacle and then flowed out of it is considered pasul. Let's say some of it, the water from the spring is on the edge of that stone thing. I feel a kolshu in the smallest amount. Any water outside that shokas is kosher. Shamayan mitar b'kolshu, because the spring water makes everything tar for the smallest amount. How you mayim b'mshachon the soch brecha? Let's say the water flows into a pool. Shehim leam mayim that is filled up there. Mini kuyon sham hayosu brecha k'mikvah. So if it collects there, it is now that pool is considered a mikvah. But let's say it leaves the pool. It can't be used for the highest level, i.e. a male zav, someone of saras, or for paraduma water. Until I know for sure that all the water that was in the brecha left. So when the waters of a spring flow over, let's say, a kli, but that doesn't have a receptacle in it, meaning it's not a kli that's made for receiving things. For instance, like a bench or a table, it's like a mikvah. As long as you don't go into the mikvah, so to speak, don't immerse yourself on the vessels. Let's say you have a spring where these little canals emerge from it. Rabba love mayim shuvin, and you pour water into the spring, so which means drawn water, latocha mayan, into it. Achi gavru mayim shev emos, until there's more water in the ditches, right? Vishatfu, right? And then it's really flowing strongly. It's still considered to be a spring. Hayu may mayan omdim, but let's say the water of the spring doesn't flow. Menin mishachin, the rabba love mayim, and you pour water onto it, achi mushmin menu emos mayim, until what it called the water that flows into the ditches. All right, flows into those little canals. Sorry, mayim shemeshuchin shav in the mikvah. So the water that flows is considered like mikvah water, letayer ba'ashbar mavad, to create something that's taller if it collects in an area. They shav in the mayim, but it's like a spring letayer b'chol shu. Even the smallest amount of water is able to produce something that's tahar. Lach yabez kol hayamim mitarim b'zochalim. So any of the oceans and seas, they're able to produce the state of being tahar, even though their water flows. B'sum lezav nesram mekadosh b'michadas. However, a male zav, someone who had saras, and using this water for paraduma does not work. So any water that flows from a spring, it's considered like a spring for everything. So anytime, that any water that drips from a spring, so even though there's a constant drip, this is like mikvah water, not like spring water, and therefore only 40 standing seah of standing water would work. And those three categories, the male zav, the person in saras, and using it for paraduma wouldn't work. Let's say the water that flows from the spring gets mixed with the water dripping. It's like a spring. But if there's more dripping than there is flowing, so too, if there's more rainwater than river water, then wouldn't work to produce someone that's tahar, only if the water is standing in a fixed area. The vigach, therefore, tzarech lahakif mapat tzichiyotzuva b'osa nahar ma'urav. That's why you have to use a mat or something like that to surround the area of the mixed water, achi kavu mayim b'tvel mahem, until the water is gathered, so to speak, in one spot, and then you can go into the mikvah there. Lach yadal notfin sha'asan zochalin. So let's say I took water that's dripping and I made it flow. You want to sum up the mikvah manatev tava shacharis chalaka. So listen, for instance, let's say I took a tablet made out of earthenware, and I put it next to a mikvah where the water was dripping. And now the water is flowing on the tablet. Hare, it's causing it to flow. Hare hing sharon, that's good. Any article that is able to contract tuma, even if it's should never be used as a conduit, so to speak, for this to produce flowing water. So if I use, let's say, a shell of a nut to change the direction of water, it's good. Because the shell, the nut, which can actually produce a change in color, is not considered to be like a clay. Let's say rainwater is flowing down a hill, and as it goes down, it flows. So even if, let's say, there are more than 40 seah from beginning to end, you can't go into them when they're flowing until that 40 seah comes to rest in a fixed area. Let's say someone went ahead and you surrounded the water with different kinds of kalim, whatever vessels. You made like walls, until 40 say of water gathers together in this one spot. Then I raise it to the mikvah. The kalim shasaman had gather also lent fila. So any container that is used as a to create the border for the mikvah itself is not as if it went into the mikvah. Lacha yudzayin gal shenitlash min hayam. So let's say a wave is separated out from the sea, and let's say it falls on a person or on a utensil, if it has arbaim seah, it is considered to be tahor for non-hakdesh things, because someone who goes in the mikvah for non, what do you call it, kodesh things, doesn't need intention. Right, but let's say he had intention to go in, and he waited around for the wave to come upon him. Also, that would actually work if it's our Arbaim Seah for the thing he had intention for. However, but a person cannot immerse himself into a wave before it hits the ground. Even if there's 40 Seah. If I can't go into the mikvah in flowing water, even more so if the water is hanging out in the air. If the two ends of the wave are touching the ground, you can go into it. But you can't go into the crest of the wave because that's considered like the air itself. That finished the halacha test, and we will continue with halacha yud tomorrow.